Unless you spent December avoiding the mall, the television, higher ends of the FM dial, and those cute carolers who come to your door, there's a pretty good chance you heard one of these.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
Silver bells, silver bells.
And there's also a reasonable chance that at least a line or two of these classics got stuck in your head. And that's when they became what some people call an earworm. Ira Hyman is a professor of psychology at Western Washington University, and he's just published a new study on earworms and how they lodge themselves in our brains. He joins us now from his home in Bellingham, Washington. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
So, is it true that the most annoying songs make the best earworms?
Actually, probably not. When most people report the songs that are in their heads, they turn out to be songs that they like and they know relatively well. And also, they're songs that they were listening to recently, which is probably why all those Christmas songs get stuck in people's heads. They heard them recently, they generally like them, and they know them fairly well.
You also found that there is a tendency for just one line or one verse to sort of make an earworm especially sticky.
I get no doubt, but I get
Yeah, people don't hear the entire song. It's a small part of the song, oftentimes from the chorus, that's just sort of looping in their head, as though they can't quite finish the entire song. There's this lovely effect where if you've got an unfinished thought, it tends to stay active. And even if it leaves awareness for a while, it will come back again later.
How do you cure an earworm?
If we really want to get the song out of your head, you've got to really get yourself cognitively engaged in something that takes up all of consciousness and doesn't leave any space left over for that music to be playing in the background. Or try a different version of the disease, right? Just listen to another piece of music like to get it started.
Now, what is the most recent song that got stuck in your head?
It doesn't take much for me to start hearing Christmas songs at this time of the year. So, you know, I've had White Christmas in my head over the last few weeks, hoping we'd get one. Of course, we didn't out here, but still.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Thanks very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Ira Hyman is a professor of psychology at Western Washington University. This is NPR News.